Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 28th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. EU pushes Android AI access. Europe faces AI fraud surge. OpenAI-Microsoft partnership eases. YouTube tests conversational search. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. EU regulators have sent Google preliminary findings demanding steps to give third-party AI assistants effective access to key Android functions and ensure interoperability. The measures aim to let competing AI services interact with Android apps to perform tasks such as sending email through a user's chosen mail app, ordering food, or sharing photos, and to allow activation via custom wake words. The Commission opened the inquiry on the 27th of January under the Digital Markets Act, in force since November 2022. Interested parties can submit comments until the 13th of May. A final binding decision will follow within 6 months of the inquiry's start. Europe has become the primary target of a worldwide fraud wave, Interpol says, with a 69% rise in scams versus the year before. Artificial intelligence lets criminals clone faces and voices in real time. 10 seconds of audio can produce a convincing impersonation. Linguistic barriers have fallen, and Interpol estimates losses of $442 billion in 2025. Hybrid schemes move victims from romance to fake investments and then sextortion, run by organized networks and scam centers in Southeast Asia and West Africa. Interpol calls for less victim shaming, better reporting, and tech platforms to detect deepfakes and disrupt laundering.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. OpenAI and Microsoft have reworked their billion-dollar partnership, capping Microsoft's revenue share and removing exclusivity. Microsoft's current 20% cut of OpenAI revenue will be capped and ends in the year 2030. Microsoft will also stop paying OpenAI while continuing to license OpenAI's models through 2032, but without exclusivity. OpenAI can now deliver products via any cloud provider, though Azure remains its preferred partner. A prior clause that let Microsoft exit if an AGI appeared has been removed. The shift follows reported tensions. Microsoft's investment of more than $13 billion since 2019, and Amazon's pledge of up to $50 billion. Google is testing a conversational search called Ask YouTube for YouTube Premium subscribers in the US aged 18 or older. An Ask YouTube button appears in the search bar with suggested prompts. Searches produce a summary and bulleted milestones, then curated videos with timestamps, galleries of long-form clips and shorts, plus follow-up prompts and a text box. Queries about Apollo 11 returned a mission summary, a time-stamped launch video, and themed galleries. A follow-up about astronauts produced profiles of Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. The pages can be useful, but may contain factual errors, as with a Steam controller mistake. YouTube plans to expand the experiment beyond premium.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.